episode 64 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. Hey, everyone. Okay, so today's episode is going to be a little bit different. The sound quality might seem a little bit different. I am not currently at my house, and so I don't have access to my usual setup. So I am using my laptop and a pair of headphones, and I'm going to do this. It just might not be as crisp as it usually is. Okay, so I'm gonna help you today. This is for anybody who has trouble getting to sleep. Okay, so this may help you, this may not help you. But it definitely helps me, and I wanted to share it with you in case it helps you. So what I'm going to do is, actually, this is a first because I am recording this podcast while I am laying down, because I have to lay down to do this. And I'm going to guide you through what I do when I can't sleep. And that it's basically what it is it's a body scan. And so I start from the very, very bottom of my feet, my toes, and I slowly go up my whole body up to the top of my head. And usually, like when I can't sleep, I will do this until, like, once I reach my like belly button, I'm asleep. So I started doing this, it was years and years and years, years ago. It was decades ago, probably. I had a friend, my friend's mom, her name was Anna. And I was talking with her. I must have been in my early 20s, I would say. And she asked me how I was. And I said, oh, I didn't sleep that well. And she's like, okay, I'm going to tell you what I do. And so she passed this on to me, and I really have been using it ever since. So it's been super helpful for me. And now I'm going to go through this. Now I'm going to guide you through this. So if you want, like, the next time you just are tossing and turning and you can't sleep, come back to this episode and put this on and, like, fast forward this intro until you get to the part where I start doing the scan and see if it helps you relax. Now, the other thing is, you don't have to do that. You can do this to yourself by visualizing this without sort of the voice and without the guide. So either way, test it out. Let me know. And if it helps you, awesome. If it doesn't, then I'm very sorry. Okay. Are you guys ready? Okay, here we go. So what you want to do is you want to lay down in bed, or on a couch, or wherever you're wanting to go to sleep. You could even do this in an airplane. But because I'm laying horizontal, I'm gonna do it that way. So you want to lay flat on your back, and you want to have your legs flat and your arms kind of flat, and just, you know, in a position that, like, put your legs, like, not too close together and not too far apart, like just a natural kind of resting area. And then I like to put my hands just kind of beside my, down by my side and, like, out just a little bit. And I like to put my palms down, but again, you do what feels comfortable for you. Okay. So I'm going to, like, do this with you. And so if I start to sound a little sleepy, it's because it's working. Okay, so let's start by taking 3 deep breaths. Now, podcasts are all about talking, so I'm breaking a cardinal rule of podcasting and having there be silence. But I'm not actually going to take all 3 deep breaths, but maybe I will. Yeah, because if you're following along, that'd be helpful for you. Okay, so let's do this. Okay, so we'll take the first deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Take a second deep breath and really, really make that breath nice and deep. You can fill your belly and your lungs. And then when you release, really release all the breath. Now take a third deep breath. Okay. Also, you might hear a chicken or two in the background. Welcome to Hawaii. Okay. So after three deep breaths, I want you to do is I want you to put your attention and put your focus on your feet. And specifically on the heels of your feet. I want you to notice the connection that they have with the surface that you're laying on. So I'm laying on a bed right now. So I'm feeling the heels of my feet right where they're meeting the bed. And I'm going to allow them to be really heavy. Okay, so that's going to be a theme through this. Imagine your heels touching the bed and allow them to just be like lead. Like they're just really, really heavy. And then you can visualize or put attention on your toes. And with each toe, you want to relax each toe as you put attention on it. So you can think about your big toe on your right foot, kind of go through all the toes, and with each one, just unfold, unwind. Allow your toes to be as relaxed as possible. And then do that to the other foot. So your other set of toes, just relax. Just put your focus there and just imagine your toes just relaxing. Our toes are so incredible. They help hold us up. They're amazing. And you can visualize the ball of your foot and the arch of your foot. And go back to the heels and continue allowing the heels to be really heavy in the bed. Then you want to just visualize going up your legs and just putting focus on the back of your legs. So you can start at the calf, start at the ankle, then go to the calf, then go to the top of the leg where your shin is on both sides. Just put attention and focus there. And as you're putting attention and focus, imagine kind of melting into the bed and just being so heavy and so relaxed that your body's just kind of melting into the surface on which you are laying, and allow it to be so, so, so relaxed that there's no tension. You're not holding anything. You're just letting it go. And then put your attention on the back of the knees and on the front of the knees and the front of the thighs. Back of the thighs, where the hamstrings are. Just imagine now both of your legs just being really heavy and just sinking in to the surface in which you're laying. You can feel the contact that you have with the, maybe it's a sheet or a blanket or a couch cushion. Just notice the contact between your skin and whatever's touching your skin. And just allow your legs to become really heavy. Just take a load off. You don't have to do anything right now. You don't have to be anywhere. All of your worries, all of the things you have to do, all of your concerns, all of your heartaches, all of the things in the back of your mind that you think of all the time, they will all be there. So now just focus on your body. And if your mind starts to wander, just bring it back. Just connect with the body. Visualize the body. Become aware of the body. Just rest on the body. Then continue going up. You can visualize your butt and your lower back and your hips and your pubic area. You can visualize your lower belly and your belly button. And that whole middle part of you, that strong, strong middle part of you. Just imagine it just unfolding. Letting go of any tension, letting go of any worry, and just sinking in to the surface that's underneath you. And that surface that's underneath you is strong. It has you. It'll hold you up. It is there for you. It is solid. And you can just let go. Just keep letting go. Keep putting awareness on that portion of your body. And just relax, unwind, just let go of anything that's clinging. It's like an uncurling. Then visualize now the middle of your back and your rib cage. Keep going up and visualize your sides. And then keep going up and visualize your chest. And then on your back, visualize your whole back and the whole upper part of your body, your tummy, your chest, your back, your shoulder blades. They just completely let go of any tension and you just allow your body to be heavy. Just allow your body to relax, unfold, unwind. Imagine your back sinking in to the surface beneath you. Letting go of anything that's holding on, clinging on. Just relax and really visualize and put attention and focus on your back and just allow your back to be heavy. Then visualize the front of you. Put more focus now on your rib cage and your chest. Go up to your collarbones and up to your shoulders. Oh, the shoulders hold so much tension. Take a breath. And allow your shoulders to be free, to know whatever you're carrying around. It's okay, it'll be there. You can have a break from it. You'll figure it out, and it'll be okay. I know that you hold a lot. So imagine your shoulders just releasing and melting into the surface beneath you, knowing that that surface is strong and sturdy. Then put your attention on your shoulders, on your upper arms, and down your arms, your triceps, your biceps, your elbow, bottom part of your arm. And allow your arms to be like bricks, just heavy, heavy bricks. Just allow them to totally relax into the surface beneath you. Then visualize your wrists and your hands, the palm of your hand touching the surface, and each of your fingers becoming totally relax and allowing any tension that's in your fingers to release and just to melt into the surface beneath you. And then do that same thing for the other arm. Visualize your arm is heavy, starting at the top of your arm and slowly moving down your triceps, your biceps, your elbow, your forearm, all the way down to your wrist and to your fingers, and even the tops of your hand. Allow the tops of your hand to unwind, to release, to become heavy. Don't hold anything. There's nothing for you to figure out right now. There's nothing for you to hold right now. There's nothing for you to cling to right now. There's nothing for you to do right now. It'll all be there and you'll figure it out. So right now, just let go. It might sound kind of scary to let go, right? But we don't actually have that much control anyways. We mainly just have anxiety and perceived control. So just let your body relax. Do this for yourself. Okay, now put your attention and focus on the neck, the back of the neck, the sides of the neck, the front of the neck. Allow your neck just to be so heavy. And just allow all of the tension to release and to melt into the surface beneath you. We hold so much tension in our necks. We use our necks. We use our whole bodies all the time. Our bodies need a break. They need to relax and to release. So allow your neck just to relax. Let go of the tension. Then put your attention onto your jaw and allow your jaw just to go loose. Don't grit your teeth or try to make your jaw tight. Just relax your jaw and let it kind of go slack. Don't do anything with your mouth. Just let it relax. Let it go in any position it needs to go. Just don't try. Just let go. Visualize your chin and your lips and your cheekbones and your nose and your ears, your eyes, your forehead, and your temples, and then the back of your head. Put awareness in the back of your head where it's making contact with the surface beneath you. Then visualize the top of your head and imagine your head just being so heavy that it's melting into the surface beneath you. It's so heavy that there's not any bit of tension that you're holding or trying to control. You're just releasing, just breathing and releasing, breathing and releasing. So now that you've scanned your whole body, notice how much you've let go of, how relaxed the body is, how at ease the body is, how your body is just heavy, just being fully supported by the surface beneath it. And now, keep that with you. Feel that relaxation. Feel that heaviness. Feel how your body feels without tension, without grasping to things, without tightening, without clenching, without ruminating. Just allowing your body to be heavy and allowing the surface to carry you. And now, drift off to a peaceful sleep, knowing that tomorrow is a new day, and that anything that needs to be sorted out or figured out, you'll do that. You're a badass. But first, you need to rest. Rest your body, rest your mind, and allow sleep to come.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.